So every day as I look out of my backyard, I see right across from me, I see a house with smashed windows, and I've since learnt that it's an area, Hurstcross in Ashton, of like quite high levels of deprivation. And so that particular house, I've since found out that someone was using to grow cannabis there, and then had they've just abandoned the property, and it's kind of just been left, and there's smashed windows and boarded up windows downstairs. But there's also lots and lots of, you know, kind of bags of rubbish, and just quite a, in that property in particular, but also some of the other ones around it where people are living, there's just quite a lot of areas where it look like people have just really given up on it. And so every day as I look out my window and as I walk to the shop, I see that. I see it looks like an area where most people have just given up, and they don't care what it looks like. And they don't care how much rubbish is lying around, and it makes it so much harder for me to care about, because even if I care enough to make my own house feel more secure and have more pride in it and feel more loved, I kind of feel that as long as I'm there, I'm always going to be surrounded by an area where most people haven't got that, most people, like, probably, like, through the reasons of, like, things like, you know, poverty, poor mental health and stuff like that, that tend to be, you know, kind of a lot of people in these areas are really struggling with. It gets, you know, your life starts to feel completely unmanageable, and you know that's how these situations build up. But I feel like there's an environmental effect of that as well. I think it kind of, it's not just the poverty in itself, it's being like in an environment where a lot of other people have, you know, kind of have reached a point where things feel unmanageable and chaotic, and I find it hard to feel like ordered and peaceful in a town or a neighbourhood where there's not a lot of order and peace and quiet, you know, around.